Hello, Dan Sanchez here with the AI Driven Marketer. When I started this show in December, it's because I could not really find a clear path for mastering AI for marketers. I looked, I searched, and most of what I could find were like courses from MIT, all the way down to, you know, play with ChatGPT. And it was either one or the other, and I was so frustrated that I couldn't really find an option that could help me bridge the gap between what I knew, which was just I'd already played with ChatGPT and wanted to go deeper and really kind of have a path that I could follow, or take a course that was way over bloated and probably taught by people who weren't actually dealing with it and learning how to do things with it marketing wise on a daily basis. You know, it's the problem with higher ed and professors sometimes. Maybe they're good. I didn't want to go that route. I usually find that I learn stuff better through little pieces on YouTube or well-written blogs or a podcast. And while there's some decent podcasts out there about AI, I couldn't find one that worked for me. So in 2024, I set out on a mission to master AI this year. And now it's April, what is it? April 9th in the time of this recording. And I'm fourth of the way through. I'm finished quarter one. And I wanted to report back on what I've learned so far, because one thing I have learned for sure is that the more I study AI, the more I realize that it's very powerful. It's only in the beginning stages still, even as powerful as it is. And I am more and more confident that it is coming for my job. It is coming for a lot of the things that I could do before as a marketer. And I know how to do a lot of different things. You know, I got my start running AdWords campaigns and setting up landing pages and building websites for a summer camp. It was the first time I got to be the marketer in charge of that for, and I've worked at a couple of different startups, from very beginnings down to venture funded, to bootstrapped ones, to nonprofits, to higher ed, to, you know, B2C, B2B. I've done a lot of different things, run a lot of different channels. I've grown social media accounts. I've run very sophisticated email marketing campaigns. I've managed Facebook pages and the hundreds of thousands of fans. I've built my own following from zero to, you know, 25,000 followers on LinkedIn. I've made and grown media departments. I've learned how to shoot video, edit podcasts. I've done so many different things. And the one thing I've learned is that AI is coming for a lot of all this stuff. And it's honestly, it can be a little discouraging sometimes when you realize like, wow, this is really powerful. But the one thing that gives me a lot of hope is that there's always going to be someone learning how to deal with the tech as it comes. There's a great movie out there called Hidden Figures, where a number of African-American women were discredited for their math skills and were kind of put down into like the basement version part of like NASA. And eventually they were the computers back before computer machines were a thing. They were the ones literally computing the math, you know, by hand, and some, you know, maybe some very rudimentary calculators, for the first moon landing, for the first people sent in space. It's a great movie. Watch it sometimes. What I love about that movie is one of the main characters, and this is a true story, like, sees them rolling in these IBM machines. And she's like, she sees the writing on the wall when they roll in these massive machines, and it takes them forever to put together. And these guys from IBM are trying to put it all together. She's like, this is going to replace us. This is going to take all me and all my coworkers' jobs from all the computing we have to do. But she doesn't let that stop her. She has a growth mindset. And she's like, well, somebody is going to learn how to run these machines. So she goes and finds a book on, I think it's, I can't remember the name. It's not COBOL. It's like Cotran or something like that. The coding language from back then. And learns how to code. And then finally, like, sneaks into the room when the IBM guys aren't there and having a hard time turning on the computer, and troubleshoots it, figures out how to actually turn it on since the IBM installers didn't know how, because she's read the book. And then she starts to run some computations, and the guys come back and they're like, how did you do this? How did you fix it? Are you supposed to even be here? She's like, I turned it on, didn't I? You know? And then it makes history when she like teaches the rest of her department how to code and leaves everybody else in the dust because she taught her and her friends how to code. ends up being this really triumphal moment when she moves her whole office and her whole team into the IBM room to actually deal with the computer because they have upskilled. I think there will be a whole class of marketers that are wrestling with AI now, learning and developing and growing in it now, that will be prepared for that day when AI takes more and more jobs to the point where, you know, I did a Google search and I found that there are about 400,000 marketers employed right now in the U.S. today. That's a lot of jobs. I think a lot of those jobs are going to go away, though, as AI comes and automates a lot of the work that needs to be done for marketing. Now, of course, new jobs will be created, but I'd be surprised if it made back half as much as it lost. So if we lose 200,000 jobs, I'd be surprised if even 100,000 new jobs are made by AI. These are just some rough predictions. I could be way off. I hope I'm way off. I would love to be way off on it because I'd like to see not so many jobs go away. I'd like the people to keep their jobs and continue doing their jobs. One thing is for sure, though, there will be new jobs created. I know because I started my career right when social media was becoming a thing, and I rode that wave of digital marketing. I rode it past, you know, past the career paths of many of my older coworkers in marketing because they didn't take the time to learn the new thing, and their old marketing skills became outdated, and they didn't know how to run the split test and make the landing pages and put together the email sequence the way I did because I was rolling up my sleeves and learning new things. AI is the new thing. Learning how to properly prompt and craft and direct AI will be the new job. You will be the manager of a bunch of AI tools, and somebody's going to have to be there running it. So this is where I'm at today, and I'm so excited that I've been working and trying and experimenting and testing and testing and testing so many different AI prompts and custom GPTs in order to learn. And I can tell you now today with confidence that it is possible to learn. And it's not even really that hard of a subject. I've learned multiple subjects, and many of which are much harder than AI. Like coding, learning how to code a website is really a pain. There's a lot of components to coding a website. And when I learned it, it was harder because there wasn't any of these, like, you know, put in your credit card, bam, pick a website domain and it's up and live and you pick your theme and it's ready to go. Like, you used to have to just connecting your domain to your host was a pain, and then getting it to the point where you could even see hello site or hello world as your first WordPress post was a freaking pain. It was hard. Now, playing with AI is so fluid, and it's even very forgiving, unlike code. You got one semicolon off in your code, that website's going down. But AI, very forgiving. There's lots of room to grow and learn and play with it and get better and better at getting the results you want out of AI. That being said, there's a lot of sub-skills for learning how to deal with AI, and a lot of, like, macro skills that I feel like work really well, like learning how to delegate effectively, honestly, is one of the things. Learning how to take a complex project and break it down to tiny little baby steps so that AI can actually execute it, because you're really just delegating to a machine. If it doesn't understand what you want, it can't make it. There are clear steps to learning AI. And now that I'm, like, well into it and I have my own roadmap, which I will not cover in this episode. I think it will cover in next week's episode, like a roadmap for how you can master AI in 2024 and come join me on the journey. I'm only a few steps ahead of you, so come with me. This is more of an update of where I'm at because, you know, it's been 3 months and now I feel like I've made some significant progress. And now I have actually vision to go even farther, because after playing around with AI, I'm not even satisfied with where AI is at right now. I mean, I think the AI is fine, but the tools that use AI are still very rudimentary. Everybody's developing on it, but it's taking time for the tools to catch up to be able to leverage this new tech. With that being said, I am helping more and more people craft custom GPTs, craft AI, and it's becoming a big part of my consulting work. So if you need help, you can certainly let me know and I could point you in the right direction, even if it's just a free meeting where I say, hey, yeah, that's totally doable by custom GPT. And I'll point you in the right direction to help you learn to do it yourself. But of course, if you want some help, I'm glad to get hired to help you do it too. But even more fun is I'm building my own tool because I wasn't happy with anybody else's tool and I just wanted to make one myself. So there's more information coming about that eventually I will be publishing a lot about this AI tool that I'm making. And it's hard to even call it an AI tool because every tool is an AI tool now. If it's a software tool, it's probably an AI tool. So To be more specific, this is a podcast marketing tool. This is podcasting is my bread and butter. It has been since my Sweetfish days, and it's going to continue to be because I freaking love podcasting. While there's some great tools out there like Zencastr, what I like record and host and publish on, even for clips, there's still some gaps when it comes to actually getting your podcast out there. You could spend a lot of time creating fantastic episodes and not get enough traction when it comes to the distribution. That's what this tool is going to address. More to come on that in another episode. But I'm now setting my sights on being able to create a custom AI tool and really take advantage of AI. Plus, you know, like old tech, just old, you know, not old, but like JavaScript, using code to make the most of what AI can get out of even something as simple as a podcast transcript. There's a lot more to come there. So I'm excited to hone my skills farther now and automating it and putting the prompt skills I've learned over the last couple of months to work and even honing it further in order to truly master AI. The other thing I'm working on is I'd really love to finish this year by publishing like a pseudo book to refine all the lessons I'm learning on prompting in order to hand it off to you. And it'll probably have the same name as the show, The AI-Driven Marketer. I'm going to build it and write it in public, or try my best to write it in public, probably by publishing like a public like Notion doc that people could just kind of track the progress on. I already have the table of contents, so I'm hoping to share those. I'll have a link in the show notes of this episode where you can see that. I'm excited about it, and I hope to even like co-write bits and pieces of it with other people as I interview them specifically to fill in gaps in my own knowledge and what can be done with AI in the book to help lead and guide others as they go about this journey of mastering AI. Because like I said, the world, this tech is coming for your job. So the safest bet is to master the tech before it replaces you. Because somebody's going to have to pull the trigger and manage all these AI tools that are in development now. And they're only going to get better, even just as ChatGPT gets better and the other AI tools get better, let alone the developers' means of implementing it to do more and more useful things within their own apps that we're all already using. So this is the future. I'm trying to prepare for it. Join me. 2024 is only just starting. Let's master it together. Follow the show. Follow me on LinkedIn. Check out this book that I'm writing. Again, it's just the outline. I'm going to start filling it in with content, and that's going to be the goal of the podcast. Now, all my interviews are going to be interviews in order to fill in the gaps of my own knowledge for this book, and then I'll hopefully hire a ghostwriter at the end to smooth it all out, write it properly, publish it, so I can put a solid benchmark down as far as like this is the path to learning, so that my future self, I don't know. So I'm leaving a path for others to follow. That's the goal. That's the whole goal of this podcast, is to give others what I didn't have or wanted to find but couldn't find, is a solid path to follow in order to master AI as well. So let's do it.